A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Life Talk Women's Roundtable. We're broadcasting. I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this June the 25th, 2020. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, also here in Washington, D.C. today on the 25th of June 2020. Welcome to our show, the Women's Roundtable.
And tonight we have, you know, a bevy of topics to talk about. We are obviously going to start with the COVID-19 coronavirus, which is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where cases have been rising. And currently Zimbabwe has 530 positive cases and 6 deaths. And we're also going to be looking at some of the recoveries that have happened, which is good news for Zimbabwe and also in the world, that, you know, we've seen other people contracting COVID-19 and also recovering. Star.
Yes, it's good news about the recoveries now, seeing that in Zimbabwe we have 123 recoveries as of now, meaning the active cases are 401 if we take out the recoveries and the deaths. And totally worldwide, we are looking at 9,462,646. Those are the infections, the cases, and the deaths. They are now at 483,311, according to the Johns Hopkins College. And in the U.S. here, unfortunately, Marvelous, the cases are said to be rising because of this lifting of some restrictions of the lockdown has led to some states, more than 22 states, having cases rise. And we see that it's got an impact on the overall cases, because what happens feeds to the total cases worldwide, and it feeds to the deaths worldwide. In the U.S., currently we have 2,382,134 cases and 121,996 deaths, right? We're talking of a country with a very huge population of more than 300 million. So that's why 300 million, that's why it's this high. Yet it is, even in Zimbabwe, it's still high to have 530 cases, although the population is also 12 million.
Yes, when we look at the global figures, currently there are 9.4 million people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And of those, 483,000 have passed away due to COVID-19. And here in Washington, D.C., where I am based, we have 10,128 cases with 541 deaths. So they are actually, they've put into law that you cannot go into any place of business, you cannot go into any place of work without wearing a mask. So that has now been enforced here in Washington, D.C. And we see when you go and buy your groceries, you have to be having a mask. The shop will not let you in. They've opened up a few places like restaurants, but it's outside seating. So this is what has been going on behind the scenes. And we've seen, like what Star said, a rise in the number of cases here in the United States. And America at the moment seems to be the epicenter, as Star, when we used to look at Italy and Spain before as, you know, being the epicenters of COVID-19 in the world. But the U.S. right now has one of the highest number of cases currently worldwide.
Yes, and speaking of the COVID-19 and the lockdown, we see that some people's livelihoods have been at a standstill almost, especially in Zimbabwe, where you see that most people, they do some vending, some people, you know, self-employed, they have this and that, small businesses. And because of this lockdown, most people have lost quite a sizable income. That's why today we also hoping to talk to one of the activists who has come up to try and help families during this COVID lockdown. She is Cora Ndebele of the Open Heart organization that's feeding children porridge and other foodstuffs at Emma Kandeni in Bulawayo. She's saying this is because people have their small businesses at a standstill and they cannot afford to feed their families. And women have it having been the hardest hit most, as they have to provide for their children. She's even saying the pregnant women are saying they don't have enough to eat. They wish they could be included in this program, but unfortunately, they don't have enough resources. They try as much as they can to feed the vulnerable. As we are talking, she's trying to join us, Marv. She said,
"I think if you let me just try and see if she can. I can see her, but let's see if she can hear us."
Okay.
I'm bringing her on the screen. Hello.
There she is.
Hello, Min.
Hi, Cora. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Yes. How is Bulawayo there?
Bulawayo is a bit cold today.
Okay. Right. If you can introduce yourself, who exactly are you and what are you doing at the present moment?
I'm Cora Ndebele, an activist from Bulawayo. Today I've joined you to talk about the organization that I recently launched, the Open Heart, that mainly concentrate on saving children below the age of 15 years and below.
Yes, and what exactly made you come up with this organization? Why now?
Okay, it was during the lockdown tenure. So when the first 3 weeks elapsed to the second phase, that's when we realized that most families are now struggling to feed even the children. Because of lockdown, most of families were self-sustaining themselves in the informal sector. So because of this lockdown, everything was on standstill. They couldn't even get any income. So that's when we realized that most families are now struggling. Hence, we launched the Open Hearts to give children the little that we have.
Mm-hmm. So where are you getting your funding from? Are you self-funding or you are getting some other people that are actually trying to help you with your program?
Okay. When we started, we were self-funding ourselves. But along the way, donors have been coming, individuals and other organizations. Recently, we're joined by an organization named Trovoco, which is working tirelessly to make sure that our program is marketed all over so that we get funding and we sustain this program even beyond the COVID-19 era.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What exactly is the organization giving you? If you can explain it to us. Are you giving the children?
You are giving. Mainly we are giving children porridge in the morning daily between 8 and 10 a.m. Then when we started, we were giving them dinner lunch that we saved around 4 p.m. there, so that the children at least get something even in the evening. But along the way, as we said before, we're self-sustaining. We stopped because of funding. But we were prepared to restart the program of dinner and lunch. Currently, what is ongoing and what has been ongoing on a daily basis, it's porridge in the morning daily between 8 and 10.
Yes, and you are talking of children below the age of 16. What about the elderly and the other vulnerable groups, or even just adults, able-bodied adults? Okay. Do they come to your kitchen and what do you do?
We wish we could offer everyone who is vulnerable who need food, but because of resources, we are limited. That's why we are concentrating mainly on children, because just recently we heard even adults who were coming forefront telling us that as adults, especially the elderly, that at least give us something, and we're also struggling, we don't have food. But because of limited resources, really, we can't, we're failing to meet that target. We wish if it's possible to get resources, we include them as well in this program. Because our wish is that everyone who is vulnerable, everyone who needs food, should be able to get a place.
What inspired you to start this program, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, where we see a lot of people have actually just been shying away from actively participating in programs like yours?
It was because, you know, we realized that there are many people, especially children, who were struggling, really, because there's this neighbor, a local man, with his little children came to my home looking for, you know, for food. You know, I was just throwing away something. Then they said, please give us name. We need it because we're hungry. So that's when I said, yeah, if these kids, they're coming to me saying they're hungry, How many are shunning even to come forward and say that they are hungry? So we said, you know, let's do something for our community. The little that we give will go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are you only operating as women, or you have some men also helping in the group?
Okay, we are women. Currently, we are two. I'm working with Dorothy Makova, the local woman who just came around. I understand this initiative very much. So we joined hands together. Then we are working together currently.
Yebo ke ungasitshela ke ngoli lwesintu ukuthi kahle kahle inhlanganiso yakho le Open Heart kuyini ekwenzayo yabo ke abengazisuthiyo isingisi sikhulume konke nje ukukhuluma ukuthi kuyini elikunika abantwana ngaphi nini njani.
Okay, inhlanganiso le Open Heart inhlanganiso esesigabeni ekobulawayo esigabeni semakhandeni. Inhlanganiso le inikeza abantwana ukudla abale 16 years and below. Sibanikeza ukudla iporridge daily insuku zonke ekuseni ngo 8 to 10 a.m. Sathi siqalisa le inhlanganiso saqalisa sibanikeza lesasukubiza ngokuthi lunch dinner esasibanikeza ngama 4. Kodwa ngenxa yama resources sagcina sesimile ukunikeza abantwana i-lunch dinner. Okwakhathesi sikukwanisayo ikubanikeza i-porridge insuku zonke ekuseni between 8 and 10.
Yebo ke, kodwa babuya ngobuningi yini abantwana la?
Yebo, abantwana babuya ngobuningi. Sathi siqala babebuya besiba ngabo-50. Kodwa okwakhathesi ngosuku sinikeza abantwana 150 kusiya phezulu.
Yebo ke manje lapho ke ukuthi lizivikele ku COVID-19 le impahla zokugqoka ke lezokuvala imilomo namakhala ama masks likwini elikwenza imizamo ukuthi libone ukuthi akumemetheki igcikwane leli kundwendwe zokubanika ukudla la.
Sisebenzisa ama masks thina esiyabe sipheka siseva siya make sure ukuthi silawo ama masks. Then inhlanganiso yeTrovoko yabuya yanikeza abantu bethu bonke ababuyayo ama mask. Owakhathe sila ama mask ukuthi wonke umntwana obuyayo ezothatha iporridge siyamnikeza imask ukuthi agqoke. Ababuya nsuku zonke siyabakhuthaza ukubana nsuku zonke nxa bebuya bafake ama mask. Ngokuba abadleli lapha ngekhaya siyabanikeza ukudla babuya nezikafutini sibafakele ukudla ezikafutini bahambe bethwele besengekhaya.
Yebo ke, hayi, kuhle ke ube ukhona khonapho sizakhuluma lawe. Over to you, Marvelous. It's interesting that actually they also have masks that they give to the children so that there's no transmission in these lines for the food, and which they also use as the women who are cooking, and which they can also give to the children.
Yes, sir, that's very impressive. And, you know, at the moment, especially we've seen some initiatives in Harare as well, where we've seen people, also women, using masks when they are cooking and also for the children that come to receive food to also be protected. So have you not had any problems from the city council there in Bulawayo?
Currently, I haven't had any problem from the city council because I approached my local council councillor to inform him of the initiative. I've also approached the city health, city council to tell them about the initiative, but they haven't visited my places of yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to come back to you as we take our other guest. So thank you. Just stay on the line and we'll come back to you. For now, I'm going to... Hello. Nasi tukutaura isu pachirongwa chemadzimai che Women's Roundtable. Tukutaura pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Chitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo nyaya iri kunetsa munyika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 inyaya yemadzimai matatu eMDC Alliance vanoti Joana Mamombe, Mushare Joana Mamombe, Mushare Cecilia Chimbiri, na Mushare Netsai Marowa, vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitarisirwa kuti vamiswe pamberi pedare mangwana, vachizonzwa kuti vachawana here mukana wekuti vabhadhariswe mari yechibatiso kana kuti kwete. Saka ndozvimwe zvatinenge tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kuitwa apo tanga tiri kutaura namaikora Ndebele, vanga vari kutaura nemabasa avari kuita kubulawayo uko vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipa vechidiki chikapu vari kutivo vari kubika bota nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachipa vechidiki saka parizvino tichange tikufonera mumwe munyarikani wedu Stadewa ari kuHarare kuti apindewo muchirongo achitiudza kuti anoona sei panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika zviri kuitika nyanya panyaya ino yeCOVID-19 saka regai tinzwe kuti vachakwanisa here kupinda muchirongwa tiwanikwe tichitaura navo asi pari zvino munyika sekutaura kwatiri kuita chirwere cheCOVID-19 chabata icho vanhu vanoita 530 uyezve 6 ndo vakawanikwa vachishaya 123 vakawanikwa vachikunda dambudziko irori reCOVID-19 tinotarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino tichitarira zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University iri kutaura iyo kuti pasi rose globally pane vanhu vanosvika Hello Star. Hi, this is Marvelous. Sorry, I'm using a different number. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Saka Star, tinoona kuti pari zvino pane nyaya yeCOVID-19 iri kuitika pasi rose asi zvakare pane madzimai eMDC Alliance vari kuwanikwa ivo vari muusungwa pari zvino tinoona kuti iwe wakambopindawo padambudziko iri uri kuona sei izvi?
Hazvo zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti madzimai akajoina politics anosungwa vakaparticipaterei mudemonstration umo mavaidhimanda kuti dai hurumende yapuwa vanhu vari kutambudzika rubatsiro sezviri kuitikwawo kune dzimwe nyika apa vadzimai aya paakasungwa vakabatwa vakaendeswa muusungwa vakawanikwa vachirepwa vakawanikwa vachirohwa vakawanikwa vachishungurudzwa for close to 48 hours but chinotishamisa ndechekuti ivo vari mavictims kushungurudzwa nehurumende vari kutosvika pazvakare pakutosungwa votowanikwa vachitobatswa votogara muusungwa vasina kurapwa vari traumatized zviri zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza zvikuruenda zvisiri kushungurudza isusu zviri kushungurudza vanhu vakawanda muregion even muinternational community chaimo chaimo saka vanhu ana United Nations vachitopindira vachiti zvinhu zviri kuitwa nezimbabwe zvinonyangadza zvikuru zvinotyora kodzero dzemadzimai dzinotyora kodzero dzevanhu vanopinda munyaya dzepolitics dzinotyora kodzero dzemaopposition political parties and vanofanira kusunungura madzimai aya vavabudise muuranda but hazvina kutedzerwa saka zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza zvikuru kuti dai vangovasiya bo zvinoita kuti mamwe madzimai anzwe kutya kuda kupinda mupolitics bcause vanenge vakufunga kuti kupolitics kupolitics kumadzimai saka zvinoita futi apa isusu tiri kustruggla kuti number dzedu dzemadzimai ari muleadership dzishoma but vakadzi vakanika vachishungurudzwa daika come 2023 tichatowana madzimai acho achitamba achichoita mashoma bcause hapana munhu anoda kujoina kunhu kwaanoziva kuti kunorohwa vanhu
tinoona imi makambenge makapinzwawo muchizarira imo muchimbotitsanangurai kuti munenge makamira sei tichitarisa kuti nguva ino inguva yekutonhora kuzimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa nedambudziko irori recovid-19 munenge makamira sei muna mune muchiitei pamunenge murimo
sori yambokata chimboripita futi
ndandiri kuti tinoona kuti madzimai aya vari muchizarira panguva iyo kuri kutonhora kuzimbabwe uyezve tine COVID-19 chirwere chiri kutekeshera pasi rose asi imimi pamanga muri muusungwa panguva yamakambosungwa zvaifamba sei zuva nezuva chii chamaiita zuva nezuva tingatarisire kuti pari zvino vari kuita sei
okay inini semunhu angakasungwa ndikunyatsonzwisisa exactly what they are going through zviri zvinhu zvinondirwadza bcause ndakapinda musame situation yavandava nayo one hamuna mubhedha muchikurubhishino wamatimapriso munorara pasi nongopo wakamesesi nechimagumbezi twakatosakara so it means one vari kupindwa nechando hakwanga kusina mvura and ofes hakuna mvura nanhasi magesi anenge achinetsa hakuna chikafu chakawanda hakutorina chikafu chiri balance vanodya masweni vanongodya poreji risina kana kovi risina kana chinhu vanonwa tii isina mukaka isina chingwa sometimes chingwa chinenge chatoraswawo kumakambanies anogadzira chingwa ndo chavanopiwa vatobva ipapo votodya lanch kulanch yacho ungodya sadza nemavegetables hazvina hapana nyama uchingopedza kudya lanch kumatwelve makutodya imwe inenge chisafa kuma2-3 bcause unofanura ke matovharirwa na3 and chimwe chinhu chiri kundirwadza isusu ekristu taiva laki bcause taiwana chikafu kubva kunze saka taingoitirwa makuseni chikafu chinongokwana kuti uzongodya makuseni masikati manheru but ivo havasi kubvumidzwa kuisirwa chikafu and susewao pitakatombotrya the whole of last week tibatwe malawyers avo tirapo chikafu blessings nezo zvinodzidzisa personally kuti zvinorwadza but chikafu chacho chiri kurambwa pane chikafu chishoma chiri kudiwa sorepesira tozoona kuti kutopanisha vanhu because vanhu ava mapoliticians and problem jekuti nyaya yavo yapositisaiswa so kuti maiti chikafu chacho cheusungu vanokwanisa kuitirwa kana poison chaicho tinozviona zvichiitika vanhu mapoliticians haicrosal cases vachipinda vachiita se vamwe vachitozotadza kubuda vari vapenyu so vari panguva yakaoma and chikafu chacho vangobuda imomo pangu vacho vatori malnutrition vachitoita kunge vanhu vamutorwara chaiko chaiko nekwasi because hamuna chikafu mujeri and ndizvo zvikuri kutonhora unenge wakangopfeka kadress nejuice nemasofa ubvumudzopfeka kana masitsaisi and handinzwisisi logic yekuti sei vachirambisa vanoti hanzi munhu anozvisungirira but unokwanisa kuzvisungirira nejuice kakana usvika kofa unongofa vanhu vanobatanidza mapesi unokwanisa kuzvisungirira neanything even masofs chaiwo chaiwo saka kutambidza madzimai vanofanira kutodesina mauniforms asiri emadress kana iri winter ngavapfekedze vakadzi zvinhu zvinodziya sezvamunoziva vakadzi vanoita su maproblems ezvibereko kanyanya kuitwa nechando and chimwe chinhu chandakaona imomo chandakatadza kunzwisisa avabvuma anoti mapensi liners ayaya yekuti unokwanisa kupfekawo isoko tonoodzirwa semunhu wemudzimai vanozvirambisa so zvinhu zvavangorambidza kujeri chinondishamisaka hazvina logic hazvina reason vanongokuza chakati hatichidi hapasina kana reason haupuhwe kana explanation and isusu kwatanga tiriko hamubvumidzwe mascafu hamubvumidzwe mahesa aya euro because mahesa acho anozoya ari either ered kana ewhite so the moment aikaopfeka chinhu chered zvinenge zvakunzi zvine mapolitical connotations ndezvepolitics saka vari pakuva yakaoma ndozvatikangotaura ese mukatotarisa izvozvi mapictures avo ari kubuda haasi kunyatsoratidza zvakanaka vanhu vari kutoratidza kuti vari panguva yekushungurudzika chaiyo chaiyo mvura yekugeza imomo unogeza nemvura inotonhora tasemure zvazviri kuita and unogeza matsemseni kana kuti unogeza masikati acho but hapana environment yekuti unonyatsorohwa nezuva environment yacho haimboiti
tiri ipapo sangano renyu imi rinoita nemabasa api uyezve mataura kuti makamboedza kuti muendese chikafu asi hachisi kubvumidzwa
isusu sewaupi tinoshanda nemadzimai anoda kuchinja kumaaneza chipozisionaaaananesai nesaka isusu tiri kunyanyoshungurudzika because basa redu tinoshanda kumapolitical parties akawanda ese tichitsvaga madzimai ada kurana naizvo zvitatoprepare for 2023 tichitsvaga vakadzi vadaita macouncillors tichitsvaga vakadzi vari kuda kuita maMPs and mutsvakurudzo dzatanga tichiita tichida kutsvaga kuona kuti chii chiri kutadzisa vakadzi kuti vapinde maleadership positions chinhu chekutanga chiri kubuda inyaya yepolitical violence so tikaramba tichiona manje vakadzi vachishungurudzwa sezviri kuitwa ana Cecilia ka hatiwane vakawanda vanobuda because vashona vakadzi vanotora ushingi hwekuti takupinda mupolitics because it's a male dominated environment so isu zvinotirwadza tosaka taramba kubvira pavakangotanga vachisuka tichingoapila as wapi kuti vasunungurei because muri kuita kuti basa redu ringe richioma because hapana pauchazombodzokera kumacommunities uchiti huyai madzimai muite macouncillor huyai muite maMPs because vakutya right now saka isusu ndopatinoramba chino ndosaka takatozozvitorawo aponawasosi takuengeja sadza takuengeja african union takuengeja even united nations ana un weapon kwesekoko ana international parliamentary unit kuti onai zviri kuitika muzimbabwe ana Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission ana MPRC kwese koko takaapila takatovanyorera kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika muzimbabwe zvinotitadzisa kuachivha 50-50 izvozvi tiri kuita kampeni yasoti haistag let's go 50-50 iya tiri kuti toda madzimai 50% mucouncil 50% maMPs 50% mucabinet 50% mupresidium but zvino izvozvo hatiitaka zvichiachivha kana madzimai achirepwa kupolitics achirohwa achishungurudzwa achisukwa akurai kune vanhu vakawanda izvozvo vanofanira kunge vari mujeri nyaya dzekorapshen murungotinzwa but vanongopinda nhasi mangwana vachobuda kana kuti zuva iroro havachotorari kuzvitorongo vanorara kudzimba dzavo so why would they want to punish mukadzi bo chinhu chingoripo ndechekuti Cecilia najohana nanetsai vari kupanishwa nekuti vakachuza kujoina politics dai vakajoina kuchechi dai vakapesuwa zvimwe zvinhu dai vasiri mujeri ndosaka tiri kuzviramba tichiti izvi zvinhu zvakashata and hazvifanira kupa zvakaitika pasi pezuva rino
maybe if you can say your piece in English to just say what's your view on the three MDC women, Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and also Netsai Marua, who are currently incarcerated. You also went through the same experience. What can you share about what they could be going through right now?
It is very disheartening that Netsai Marua, Joanna Mamombe, and Cecilia Chimbiri were arrested for taking part in a flash demonstration in Warren Park over the need for government to provide social safety nets for the needy. As you know, Zimbabwe has struggling economically. There are a lot of issues that the current system is prior to the advent of coronavirus. We've been having challenges basic fuel not available. So the advent of coronavirus, it actually makes the situation worse. So this trio, together with other MDC party officials, came together and demonstrated, appealing to the government to provide cushioning for the need, especially in high density areas and the rural areas. But instead of the government listening to their demands, they, as usual, came heavy-handed on them and arrested them. But they did not only arrest them, their allegations that they subjected them to intense torture, abduction, and arbitrary arrest, including sexual violence. And they disappeared for more than 24 hours only to be rescued on the second day. So instead of the government arresting the perpetrators of this heinous act, to the surprise of everyone, they went after the victims, and the punishment being, why did their case attract regional and international attention, which really does not make sense, because the government really knows what needs to be done in order to turn around the economy of the country. They cannot blame the CEO that they have attracted negative perceptions on the country when they know the problems have to do with the issues of gross human rights violations, gross corruption, and continuous, perpetual electoral disputes in the country. And it really hurts me because I know what exactly they are going through. Last year, I was arrested for participating in a human rights and peacebuilding training in Asia, and I was charged with treason. And when I got to the prison, Chikurubi female prison, I was really shocked with the level of deteriorating conditions there. When you get there, it was actually in the winter account this time. You get one uniform. Sometimes it's torn, and by that time they didn't have jerseys. There are no socks. You have to bring your own. There are no shoes, closed tennis shoes. You have to bring your own. There is no winter uniform for female inmates, even for the males. And there are no beds in prison. You'll be in an overcrowded room, about 5, 6, or even 10. 20, 30 of you in one room, and there's one toilet, and inside the room, there's no privacy whatsoever, and there are very few blankets, dirty, torn blankets, and instead of you feeling warm, you're actually exposed to other diseases that comes with you being exposed to too much cold. And the most shocking thing is they do not accept that women put on panty liners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it is cold, there are a lot of problems that come on women if you're exposed to too much high cold conditions, the cervix problems. And I don't know why they do not want women to put on leggings or those thick socks, which kind of like provide warmth. And I really, I tried to lobby soon after I was released, that they need to introduce a winter uniform which can be used in prison during winter, because it really doesn't make sense that people only wear a jersey, a thin one jersey, as a dress, and maybe one pair of socks, that is if you have it. But if you check, it's only prominent people like the trio who get access to those things. But the other inmates, it's nothing. If your family does not bring the socks, the jerseys, and the tennises for you, you have to go on like that. So it's crazy. Even in terms of water, you use cold water. There's no warm water. It's not even shower. You have to get the water from the tap. And in terms of the food is poor quality. It doesn't even, it's not fit for human consumption. In the morning, you get porridge. Sometimes it doesn't have sugar. There's no peanut butter. It's just plain porridge, then tea with no bread. Sometimes you get bread from the companies, the bakeries, bread that they would have discarded. And soon after that, you get salsa. And most of the time, salsa with beans, with no tomatoes, or salsa with vegetables, like green vegetables, no meat, around 12 p.m., around 3 p.m. Before 3 p.m., around 2, it's supper. Everyone will be logged in around 3, up until the following morning. There are people who have serious chronic illnesses like diabetes who need to continuously eat. They do not allow food into the cells. So I don't know. The rehabilitation component of our prisons is not there. It's more of punishing an individual for getting arrested. And I don't know what happens to innocent until proven guilty. And right now, there is no food in the prisons. As an organization as well, we tried to send food for the show last week, and we couldn't do that because we were told most of the staff that we had bought is not allowed in prison. We tried to engage the lawyers to send the food, but to no avail. Unlike when I was arrested, at least I was fortunate enough that I could get food from outside during the morning, after food that would last the whole day, morning, lunch, and supper. And you know, with this high profile cases, it's very dangerous for the trio to eat prison food because you don't know who they can actually poison. And for them to rely on the outside food, it is not possible because their family members are not being allowed to bring food because of COVID. So it's a very serious in this situation for them. And that's why we have been appealing local human rights organizations, the Zimbabwe Gender Commission, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, regional organizations like the SAT, like African Union, international organizations, the Inter-Parliamentary Union, United Nations, UN Women, to try and force the government to release these women and in turn arrest the state security details who abducted them, who raped them and ill-treated them for close to 48 hours.
So okay, Ms. Dewa, let me just hold you there because I'd like my co-host, Star, if you've got a question for Ms. Dewa before we go back to Ms. Ndebele, you can ask her so that we can switch and bring up Ms. Ndebele.
Okay, yes, I'll come back to Ms. Dewa later on. For now, I have a question for Ms. Cora Ndebele. Remember, she's also, if you could bring her up, she's also an activist and an official for the 1893 Mthwakazi Liberation Movement. And I want to ask you, Ms. Ndebele, there in Bulawayo, kuyini elikubonayo ngendlela abesifazana abaphethwe ngayo khathesi nje sikulockdown. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaye kwaba nodaba loluyana oluka inkosazana olukanokuthula Mpofu nodade wabo. Kuyini elakuzwa ngalo lolu daba njalo lithini ngakho lani njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu?
Ngiyabonga. Udaba lwabasifazane abahlukunyezwa ngokomthetho lubuhlungu kakhulu yithi njengenhlanganiso. Kanti njengomama omele amalungelo abantu njalo ungu-activist, kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Ngokuba khathi sibheka odadewethu labanozodwa lonokuthula abahlukunyezwa ngamapholisa, okuyiyo okuyakukhangelela ukuthi abavikeli, kodwa wona abahlukumeza ngendlela ebuhlungu kakhulu, ebahudula laphansi, balimala, baba lamanxeba, bebachaya, baba lama-bruises amanye angamahle kakhulu. So kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu kunoku ukuthi okuyibo esikhangelela ukubana basivikele emphakathini, yibo abasuka basihlukumeza. Siye siswele njengabomama ukuthi siye cacha kuphi.
Ye, kodwa sesikhangela khona ngemuva. Bevele bephethwe ngochuku yini abesifazana abakwezombusazwe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu. Kukhona eliyake likunanzelele yini?
Yebo, abesifazane ade bengaphathwanga kuhle isikhathi sonke lesi manxa sibhekisisa. Loba nje bekungekho ezingeni eliphezulu, kodwa kahle kahle vele kade bengivele bengaphathwanga kahle ngabomthetho. Ngokuba abomthetho balokuba balokuthi isandla singani siyaqiniswa nxa kusiza kwesifazana okupolitics kumbe oyi-activist, okuthi noma ubothiwe ukuthi uthole abobheyili kuba nzima kakhulu, bekuhlukumeza ukuthi kumbe njengomuntu wesimama bayabezama ukuthi bahle bakususe entweni lezi ezepolitics lezi-activism. Kutheke ngokungena kwa-COVID-19 izinga labaphezulu lakhuphuka ngenye indlela enganhlanga kubi ngokuba abesifazana bebehlukumezwa kubi, behlukumezwa ngamapholisa abaye behlukumezelwa ngamasotsha. Ngokuba kulezinye isuku lapho kwakugijima khona amasotsha emalokishini la, abesifazana behlukumezwa bekhahlelwa kungelo khangelayo ukuthi lo ngumuntu wesifazana kumbe umuntu wesilisa. Abevele bekuhlukumeza bengakhethi. Kodwa kwabesifazana kusithusa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu wesifazana umuntu obuthakathaka ukuthi aphathwe ngaleyo ndlela. Akukuhle.
Yes, njalo sananzelele ukuthi laphana omampofu laphana behlukuluzwa bakhuluma ukuthi kwakulolimi lwenkethabecha ukuthi bakhuluma kubi ngokuthi ngoba bangumhlobo bani, kwathini kwathini phezu kokubahlukuluza. Liyake linanzelele yini ubandlululo indlela esingathi amapholisa aphatha ngayo abantu bemhlubulweni weMandebele?
Ubandlululo likhona kakhulu, not kuphela emapholiseni, ngingathi kuyo yonke i-public service. Ungavela ukuthi uyakhangela nje kwande kakhulu abantu besishoneni, okuyukuthi nxa usiza wena ungumuntu wesintwini uzodinga usizo kibo, abakuphathi ngendlela enhle. Kwesinye isikhathi uyabungakhoni ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo, khonokho ukuthi uyehlule ukukhuluma ilimi labo baye bakuhlukumeze kakhulu, sokungani kumbeni uyazenzisa ukuthi indaba usala usehlule ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo. Manxa ubhekisa endabeni yabona ukuthula nodade uzodwa, uzizwa ubana aye vele ebatshele ithi amaNdebele liyazenzisa, okutsho ukuthi vele kule conception kibo laba abantu abesoni abasebenza kulolu hlangothi ukuthi thina ngani siyazenzisa abantu besimpilo. Kulokhu-ke noma besiphatha basiphathi kuhle, ikanti yibo futhi abagcweleyo kulawo ma-public offices. Ngokuba manxa sikhangela ukuthi i-employment yonke nje i-centralized iseHarare, okutho ukuthi bayaphanana khona le izikhundla, bayaphathana khona le imisebenzi, babuya lapha bedosa ama-suitcase bethi ndawana basi. Kube nzima-ke ukuthi abantu labana nxa bekhuluma nezakhamizi okuyizwa abazisevayo within that community, kuyabe kusiba nzima ngoba izakhamizi ayazingakhona ukukhuluma ulimi lesishona, bona bese bebona angazani izakhamizi bayazenzisa. Lokhu kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu njengabantu besintwini. Akusiphathi kuhle. Siyafisa ukuthi ngabe imisebenzi kuyehlukaniswa ukuthi ingabi centralized, kube le ndlela yokuthi lapha abantu bakobulawayo baqhatshwe lokobulawayo, abeHarare baqhatshelwe eHarare, oseva icommunity abe ngumuntu okwazi ulimi lolo, not ukuphela isiNdebele, lasesikhalangeni kufanane, lasematonkeni kufanane.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala-ke lokho okukhulumayo, umbono wenu lowo. Njalo asithathi uhlangothi kodwa ngulowo lo yazikhulumela, esithi ukuthatha ama-sides, but ngulowo lo yazikhulumela kubona kusiyazakala. Lina njengenhlanganiso kukhoneleke likwenze yini ukuncedisa labo abantu abahlukumezekileyo? Singakhangela-ke idaba lona lolu olukanokuthula lo Ntombi Zodwa, kukhona abazama ukukwenza kumbe sesikhangele emuva nje abesifazane abahlukuluzwayo? Liyake lingenele yini kumbe hayi, lina njengenhlanganiso sesingasakhangele Open Heart, sikhangele Mthwakazi Liberation Movement, kukhona okunye elikwenzayo kumbe liyake lincedise labesifazane?
Yebo, kukhona esikwenzayo siyi-1893 Mthwakazi Restoration Movement. Kathe sedabeni labozoda lolu sike sabavakatshela odade, sayababona ngodaba labo ukuthi kwenzakalani, besi-prepared even ukubanikeza ama-lawyers ukuthi aba-assiste ukuze bathole usizo, ukuthi ama-lawyers aba-assiste ukuthi indaba yabo iye phambili, bathole i-compensation kulobu buhlungu ababenziweyo. Okunye njalo siye sabadonethela okokudla lokunye okuncane njengenhlanganiso ye-893 Mthwakazi Restoration Movement, sikhangele ukuthi ukuhlukunyezwa kwabo lokhu kubuhlungu kusithintile lathi njengenhlanganiso. So sa-reach out to them ukuthi sebasize ngokuncane esilakho. Sithe even indaba isiqhubeka isisiya e-court, siyahamba siyatholakala e-court, sibasekela sibaxhasa. Besi-prepared ukuthi indaba leyi loba ingaphela siyithathe ibe yi-lawsuit, ukuthi laba ababahlukumezileyo they should compensate them, laba odade, ngendlela abahlukumezeke ngakhona. Balimalile emzimbeni, balimalile enhliziyweni, baphambanisekile emsebenzini yabo. Kulokhu-ke sifuna ukubana bathole i-compensation efully for all the damage that is caused. You are not only ukuthi asoze sisuke kuphela yena lo laba abayenzileyo, even yena uhulumende ngokuba ngiyothumeza lezo zisebenzi, izisebenzi lezi lanxa bengabantu bezimele njengabazisebenzi kodwa izisebenzi zikahulumende, okutsho ukuthi uhulumende laye should be sued ngalokho okwenzakala kubodade labo.
Yes, so if you can also briefly explain in English what you have done as an organization. Not the Open Heart one, which deals with the soup kitchen, But the 1893 Mthwakazi Liberation Movement to assist the women who allege police harassment, that's Nokuthula Mpofu and Ntombizodwa Mpofu.
Okay. We've assisted the woman by the two women by reaching out to them, and we've been accompanying them to court cases. We even advised them to take the legal action towards the harassment that happened to them. And we donated some goodies to them to assist them, because as we can see, their income was sort of disturbed, because they had to go to the hospitals, and they had to leave their source of income and concentrate on this case. So they had to lose a lot. So we had to assist them with the little that we have as an organization.
And are you happy with the progress so far on what's happening? Do you think justice is being served? Because we noticed that, like the case of the MDC youth leaders, Joanna Mamombe, Nezai, and Cecilia Chimbiri, the Nokuthula Mpofu and Ntombizodwa Mpofu were also included in some petitions from the envoys, you know, United States of America, the European Union, and many ambassadors. They wrote statements condemning the abuse of the women, the police heavy-handedness. Do you think all this helped the organization coming in and you assisting them to go to court? Do you think so far so good the way the cases are being handled?
No, we're not happy, because this case is taking long for justice to prevail. Because as we're speaking right now, there was a court case, I think it's 2 days ago, and it was postponed to a list. There are always postponements. There are always issues, you know. It means the law is taking longer to prevail. So we're not happy.
But what can you say about the treatment of women in general since the lockdown? When we're speaking in Ndebele, we alluded to that since the lockdown, there's usually high-handedness whenever the police are treating women. Well, what did you see during this lockdown which make you think the police are very harsh, especially on women?
Okay, we observed a lot of cases where women were abused during this lockdown, of which this is an issue that brings concern to us as women activists. Because the way that the police were handling women, as we're talking right now, and we have the issue of Joanna Mamombe, we have the issue of Zodwa, you know, all these cases, and there are not other many cases that are not reported. Women, some women are afraid even to approach the policeman, or after the harassment, they are so scared to approach the same police for assistance or even to report. Because as you can see, even the Zodwa case and Nokuthula case, someone, Zenzele, had to come to assist them, to give them courage to approach the policeman. If they were not approached, it was going to be an issue that wasn't going to be known by the world that there is such abuse. So you can imagine how many women are abused there, out there, and they don't come up front because they are scared. Because even the uniformed forces, the army, during the lockdown, they were harassing people in the locations. So many people were abused. We have even the issue of, what's the name of that man who was killed by the police. So you see how it is really, it's not good. We are so worried as an organization.
Yes, and we'll also take note that so far these are said to be allegations, because the police, we've also heard their side of the story, where they say, for instance, the people who were demonstrating were breaking the lockdown rules. In the case of Nokuthula and Ntombizodwa, they were saying to have broken down the lockdown rules, so they don't really agree that they are very harsh on women. So we'll give them that benefit of the doubt until these cases are proven in court. You know, they are court cases, so the legal process must take its course. But thank you very much for your contribution. You can stay on the line while we go back to Ms. Stabile.
Stabile?
Hello?
Yes, we have here another lady from Bulawayo who's also talking about a case that happened in Bulawayo. Ma'am, Miss Ndebele. is here with us. She was talking about a case that happened in Bulawayo also where, you know, there are some women who are also alleging that the police harass them, and just like what is happening to Joanna Mamombe. But there's also been criticism that the women's movement is quiet over this issue. What's your view?
Definitely, I cannot speak for other organizations, but as well, we have also been involved in condemning what happened in Bulawayo. Actually, we have seen, if you check our social media, this way our members of staff had placards of each and every victim. The Ntombi, I remember one of the victims was Ntombi something, and we had placards where they were their names were on the placards, and we pasted them all over social media together with the three, Joanna, Nesai, and Cecilia. For us, we do not discriminate. We're actually at the forefront, but definitely I cannot speak for other organizations, but I get what she's saying. There is more that we need to do collectively in terms of putting an end to gross human rights violations against women, especially the state-sponsored ones, because it seems like there's been a pattern of late of women being victimized either by the police or by the army. Definitely, we need to do more. But as well, we have done our part, and we continue to call. Even the letters that we wrote to UN, SADC, and AU, we actually incorporated the two women from Bulawayo.
Hey, maybe ndombofunza ipapo kuti pane vamwe vari kuti masangano emadzimai haasi kunyatsoita zvavanosiwanzoita kana pane nyaya dzakadai dziri kuitika. Pane zvamakaita here imimi sesangano remadzimai nevamwewo kuitira kuti nyaya iyi yemadzimai nekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzavo zvinzwike panguva ino yeCOVID-19? Saka takatarisa izvozvi zviri kuitika pari zvino. Tinoona mapurisa iwo vari kuti vari kupomera madzimai aya mhosva nekuti vari kuti hapana humbo hwekuti vakawanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa nezvavari kutaura. Munoona sei izvi muchitarisawo zvakaitika kwamuri?
Inini oraiti sasitavile dzewa. Inini ndiri kuchuza kubhiliva Jova nokubhiliva Netsai nokubhiliva Cecilia kuti zvinhu zvavari kutaura zvakaitika kwavari ka zvakatoitika. Senzokudaro, kana mapurisa achikwanisa kutogara pasi onditi inini sitavile ndakanotrenwa kubata pfuti, hanzi long, ameno long gana ndizvechingeipi, ndikadzidziswa inini kuti ndibate pfuti ndiri kuMaldives kuti ndiyezvodzisa hurumende nechisimba. Inini handisati kumboona pfuti iri a meter close to me, let alone kubata pfuti. Handisati ndamboona pfuti iri padhuze neni, let alone kutozoibata kuti izvozvi ndikandipa pfuti hatombozivi tinobatiswa sei. But believe me, Zimbabwe yese, Africa yese, inini nevamwe vangu sisi takaenda tikanokwirwa kuti tinoshandisa sei zvombo kubvisa hurumende nechisimba so kana rakakorekwa kumbozviita kwandiri inini ndiri ndega ndakagaramba namwe totoziva ndezvekunyika asinambobvira zvakaitika why should I believe kuti Johana naSicilia naNetsai vari kufeka zvinozi bhilivha zisei kana vakambozviita kwandiri hasi tatora zvakaitika kuna vanhu vatisingaizivi kana zvo vakazviita kwandiri nanhasi tozviitika rimazandina ndisina pasipoti for more than a year vatogaraambaoa basa rakuzviri free ndinoreporta kosi every month togara ndimokumakosi handina freedom on mhosva yekunyepa isinambobvira yakaitika yakakukwa vakagara pasiaaizvo zvokutonyepa hazvinambobvira zvakaitika and hapana court of law ichambosaikandiprove kuti nini ndakanotsemwa kuti ndishandise gani bcause hazvinambobvira zvakaitikaibelieve kuti ana Johana vari kunyepa ivo vari vanhu vanongozivikanwa nekunyepa vanotonyepa mapurisa etora saka as long as vasati vandipuzira ine zvinhu zvekristo zvavari kutaura I can believe izvo zvinhu asi pakatomuka mukadzi achiarepwa nemapurisa 50 nezuro manheru ndinotozvigirisa because kwandiri vanhu havanonyepa.
Sandokule from here wants to say something, so let's just give a chance to ask you a question. So Star, if you want to ask the other Star question, she can't hear you. You
don't okay, yes. I just wanted to ask if she agrees with Mrs. Ndebele, with Colin
Ndebele. You said you want to?
It's okay, we'll pass the question over. We just wanted to...
Sorry, you said I should ask a question to who?
No, Star here is saying, what's your view on what Ms. Ndebele is saying? Because Ms. Ndebele, just regurgitate what Ms. Ndebele is saying.
Yes, Ms. Ndebele was saying the police are usually...
So what did she say?
Women.
I do
you also believe, Ms. Ndebele, that the police are very harsh when it comes to women?
So okay, the question is, do you think that the police are very harsh when it comes to matters regarding women? Judging from what happened to you, you are talking from experience. So the question here, this Miss Ndebele from Bulawayo, she was saying that, you know, you spoke about also the ladies from Bulawayo who are also harassed by the police. So what do you think in terms of the police and the way that they are treating women, especially politicians at the moment?
Our state security forces in general, they're very unprofessional in their conduct, whether you're a man or a woman. They are very partisan, they are very compromised, they are very intolerant. I don't know how to describe them. I think it's easier for them to target women. Because if you recall, the demonstration that took place in Warren Park, Johana Cecilia and Netsai were not the only ones who were there. There were so many people, including men, but they singled out these three and chose to torture them. If you check the Bulawayo women, they were not the only people who were there on the queue. There were also men. So I don't know how these policemen and other security details are trained, but a lot needs to be done in terms of them being mainstreamed for human rights issues. I remember when I came out of prison, there was a lot of talk around reforming the security forces. They really need to be trained on how to handle women, on how to mainstream human rights in their way. And I also want to believe when it comes to politics that abusing women is actually a form of war tactics. It's actually a war crime where women are abused to send a message to their respective political parties. So I don't think it was only about targeting the queue, but it was about exposing them, humiliating them, and making them think twice if they still want to continue in politics. It was about demeaning them. It was about denigrating them. It was about humiliating them. It was about sending a strong message that Zimbabwe is not ready for women's leadership. Zimbabwe does not want women in the political arena. So it's something that is unacceptable, something that we need to challenge. And basically, it also has to do with the basic socialization in Zimbabwe and issues to do with patriarchy. I'll give an example of the Bulawayo issue. I don't think it has anything to do with politics, but it's about how men view women. They view women as second class. They view women as low class citizens. And It has to do with how we are raised as a society, how we are raised as a community, and how men are socialized to take roles. So there are lots of dynamics at play that we see need to change in order for us as a society, for the security forces as a sector, to respect fundamental human rights that have to do with women.
Thank you, Star. We'll come back to you, Star, and Ms. Ndebele. If you could hear what Ms. Dewa was saying, Ms. Ndebele, if you can just chime in. You know, the situation regarding the ladies in Bulawayo, like what Star asked earlier on. I had asked the other Ms. Dewa that, you know, there's a lot of outcry that women's rights groups are not doing enough to bring attention to some of these abuses of women. What's your view?
I'll partially agree with her, because women organizations didn't come out as
no,
they normally do.
No, Ms. Dewa would say that this is just, you know, a notion out there. It's something
okay.
People are saying.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I partially agree with that notion out there, because the women organization did come out there as they normally do, because really we're supposed to come out and cry about this issue, but unfortunately, there wasn't that much. The women were a bit silent. I don't know the reason why. Because, you know, even if we did speak, maybe most of us were speaking at organizational level. We didn't come out to the world and shout about this inhuman nature that is happening to other women who are in politics. So I partially agree with that notion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but and we've also spoken in our past shows, the women have said they've released statements, they've said something. But when you go to the MDC women, remember we have the spokesperson from women's branch, Mrs. Barbara Tayanywa. She was saying that most women activists don't come out to speak on these issues, but when their leader, Mr. Chamisa, says something, they're all quick to talk. So I guess it depends maybe also from whose perspective. Because some women we talk to, they say, like what Tavia is saying, they have said something. Some say it's because it's politically motivated. Maybe the wish list, they are accusing those groups of taking sides. That if it's against MPC, they'll talk. If it's for ZANU-PF, they'll talk. If it's for which party, whether they support it or they don't, they'll talk. But yeah, we've got various views on that. If women are really silent about it, should they demonstrate now against the issues during this lockdown? Should they release statements? What should they do? Yeah, it's quite an interesting broad issue, which we've entertained a very different perspective to.
Yes, and Star, we've got only a few minutes left, so maybe let's give Ms. Ndebele the last word. That moving forward, where do you see your organization going in terms of the number of people that you want to feed? And if there are people out there that want to help you, where do they find you?
Okay, as Open Heart. Okay, you want to grow our organization, you want to save almost every hungry person within our community. Not only the children, because currently, as I said before, we're concentrating mainly on children. So it will be great, or it will be a growth for us if we incorporate every vulnerable person within our community.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. It's not like football where we can put in extra time. So we'd like to take the opportunity to thank Star Dewa, who was here with us. She's a gender activist, and also went through a similar experience with what Joanna and the other two ladies are going through. Star.
Sibonge njalo unkosikazi Cora Ndebele owenhlanganiso ye-Open Heart eyabela abantu ukudla kanye lemthakazi Liberation Movement elwela ilungelo loluntu. Mina ke olivalelisayo ngingusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Amavle in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei and also Light Talk, where we'll continue to discuss about the COVID-19 and also the political situation in the country. Bye-bye.